It's Wednesday, January 27th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim Fulani herdsmen ambushed and killed Pastor Amos Arisuyu earlier this month in southern Nigeria. One of the pastor's church members described him as a, quote, passionate man of the Word of God, end quote. Islamic militants frequently target Christians in the northern part of the country, but such attacks are not as common in the Christian-majority area of southern Nigeria. Last year, Muslim militants killed over 2,000 Christians in Nigeria. European countries are issuing new coronavirus lockdown measures. The Netherlands recently issued an 8:30 p.m. curfew. Households can only have one visitor per day. The Dutch also blocked international travel until April. The strict measures drew ire from the Dutch population with large protests. Police have arrested over 100 people and cited about 4,000 more. Last week, a California judge ruled that Calvary Chapel in San Jose must pay over $1 million in fines for holding in-person services. The court also ruled that the church's pastor, Mike McClure, will not have to serve jail time. Commenting on the church's violation of coronavirus restrictions, McClure said, quote, "We have to obey God's word, and we need to gather together," end quote. Last Friday marked 48 years since the infamous Roe v. Wade decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. National Right to Life estimates that 62,502,904 babies have been murdered in the womb since the decision. Although the population has been increasing, fewer women are having abortions. The number of surgical abortions peaked in the 1990s, but has been steadily decreasing since then. The number of abortions in recent years are almost back down to what they were in 1973. However, chemical abortions have been rising over the last 20 years, and abortions are being done earlier and earlier in pregnancy. In Proverbs 8, verse 36, wisdom says, "All those who hate me love death." President Joe Biden reinstated coronavirus travel bans on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, South Africa, and most of Europe. However, states in the U.S. are easing restrictions. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom lifted stay-at-home orders throughout the state on Monday. Newsom also lifted restrictions on outdoor businesses, some indoor businesses, and houses of worship. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that she will ease restrictions on in-person dining next month. The Springtide Research Institute released their major report on Generation Z called The State of Religion and Young People 2020. 40% of young people aged 13 to 25 said they are religiously unaffiliated, but 60% of them still call themselves religious. Only 19% of respondents said they attend church at least once a month, and over 60% of Gen Z members said they are lonely. However, young people who have an adult mentor were much more likely to say their life has meaning and purpose. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 says, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." The International Monetary Fund expects the global economy will grow 5.5% this year after the economic contractions of 2020. The U.S. economy is projected to grow 5.1% this year. However, the IMF said the economic outlook still faces great uncertainty due to new strains of the coronavirus. And finally, Australian researchers are following God's design of the lobster shell to produce stronger concrete. Using 3D printing technology, Melbourne's RMIT University found that concrete is more durable when set in a pattern based on the lobster shell. Lead researcher Jonathan Tran told Reuters, quote, "The lobster shell is always something that still amazes me by its very interesting shapes and architectures, and especially as the lobster shell is really amazingly very stiff," end quote. Psalm 104, verses 24 to 25 says, "O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, this great and wide sea in which are innumerable teeming things. living things, both small and great. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.